This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi mari e tatu tatu e. Good morning, everyone. Today in the studio, we are joined by some very special guests at our program, monthly program, Inspirational Communities. Our guests are from our newly arrived Ahmadiyya community, and we have Navid here today, Munib, Musavir, Hatum, Adil, and Hina and Rizwan, and they're all going to be talking about us. Navid, yes, I've said Hatum. Yeah, and they're all going to be talking to us today and tell us about what it's like to live in New Zealand coming from Pakistan. And they're all currently studying English, and they're coming here representing also English Language Partners. English Language Partners help them learn English, not just learn English, but also learn about life in New Zealand and adapting in this country, which is very new to them. So they can learn online or they can learn at a location here in Masterton. So first of all, part of this is part of our multicultural week, and I was really keen to share about the Ahmadiyya community as part of this special week that we're having here in Masterton, so that you, our beautiful audience, can know more about our friends, and also that we can all make friends together with people in our own community and share the different communities here in Masterton. So first of all, I would like to ask Adil a question. Yeah. Good morning, Adil.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, it's lovely to have you here today. So I'd like to find out, when did you first arrive in the Wairarapa, Adil?
2 months ago.
Wow, that's not long ago at all.
Yeah.
Yes, so you're fairly new to our region. And what were your first impressions about the Wairarapa community?
It's peaceful city and neat and clean. And what do you think we need more?
So we're having Munib, who's going to join us as well. Munib has also been here only for a few months, right?
Hi.
Yes?
So basically I arrived around 10 months ago in New Zealand.
Yes.
And around 7 months ago here in Wairarapa. So it's been a great experience here. Like, when I arrived here in Wairarapa, the first things which I noticed here was the landscape. Like, you live in between the sceneries around you. Mm. You can see, if you see above your shoulder towards any side, you'll see mountains and beautiful landscapes around you.
Mm.
And I was really fascinated with it because I was like, yeah, we are living our dream life here. Because it's so beautiful, clean, and especially I have to say that the people of Wairarapa are so sweet and so nice there. They don't want to miss any opportunity to help you, and they are always so kind to you there. I'm really glad that I arrived in Wairarapa, and that's it. Yeah.
Thank you, Munib, and thank you, Adil, for finding this place so peaceful, I heard, and neat and clean and people welcoming and helpful. So that's fantastic. Thank you. And Adil, do you have any plans for your life in New Zealand?
Yes.
Yes? What are your plans?
I want to visit Christchurch.
Yes.
And
Whakapapa.
Yeah. And Tapu also.
Topo, yeah. Yes. Fantastic.
I want to visit that.
Okay, yes, yes. So you want to see more of New Zealand.
Yeah.
You want to really discover New Zealand and become a true New Zealander.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. So that's some of the first impressions here we've got about our Wairarapa community, a friendly community and a peaceful place to be in. And also heard clean, so that's is that a big change from where you came from?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So Navid, we have Navid here. Good morning, Navid.
Good morning.
Oh, I wanted to find out a bit more about the Ahmadiyya community and share that with our audience today. What would you like to say about your community?
Hello, my name is Navid, and I belong to the Ahmadiyya community, a global Islamic movement founded in 1889 by Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian. We believe that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is the promised Messiah and Mahdi who came to revive to true and peaceful teaching of Islam. As Ahmadi Muslims, we firmly uphold the five pillars of Islam and the six articles of faith. Our community is deeply committed to the peaceful propagation of Islam through the motto, love for all, hatred for none. We believe in serving humanity, promoting interfaith dialogue, and living by the principles of justice, compassion, and non-violence. As part of our faith, we also believe in the separation of religion and state, and that loyalty to one's country is a vital part of Islamic teachings.
Hmm.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim community has a rich tradition of charity work, disaster relief efforts, and campaigns promoting education and health care around the world.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Navid. That was, so Navid is just telling us that, from what I hear, is that it's the Ahmadiyya Muslim strand is being created in 1888. Is that right?
1889.
Oh, sorry. I got one digit wrong. I thought it was really easy to remember 1888,
yeah.
But it's 1889. And some of you may know or may not that there are 72 sects of Muslim. 73. Is that
73?
Oh, that's another digit that I forgot. So the 1889 and 73 different types of different branches of Islam, and Ahmadiyya is one of them. And their motto is love for all, hatred for none.
Yeah.
And they certainly showed that on Saturday with lots of different stalls for those who came to the multicultural festival. And they cooked a number of dishes for the community, served some chai tea and offered a conversation to find out about their religion, and also some beautiful henna tattoos, which I actually got one done. So it was a beautiful day, and you guys made it a real part of that cultural festival. So I'd really like to thank you for that. I really, really enjoyed it. I hope more of me and more of us enjoyed it out there too. So we're just going to take a short music break in a minute. And what's amazing as well, one thing that I found, is that you speak several languages, which, yeah, now you're adding one to your portfolio of languages. But most of you speak at least three languages, because you study your language, your religion in Arabic, and you have your own home country language, which is Urdu and Punjabi. So there's already three languages, plus the other languages that you've learned along the way on your journey, because your journey to New Zealand hasn't been like straightforward. You've all of you spent a few years outside of your country before coming here. So, and you've learned some languages along the way. But I'd like to ask Hatoum, before our music break, to tell us one Arabic word that you say a lot in your everyday life.
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, not just yet. We
because we're music break. That's
right. Yes. We're going to have a music break. But do stay tuned, because we've got more to tell you about this beautiful Ahmadiyya community.
Kanayari gaddari iske name garda iske name garda iske name garda iske fakirani piro muridani iske waliyani khuda e khalilani iske bida ke marcha daftara bani ਕਮਲੋਂ ਗੰਜਾ ਕਸੀ ਹਸਤੀ ਬਿਜ਼ਾਨੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੂਰ ਵਾ ਤਰਬਾ ਮਿਸਰੀ ਚਮਾਨੀ ਨਬੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਚੁਕੀ ਤੋ ਕੁਤਾ ਪਿਲਾਨੀ ਕਨਾ ਯਾਰੀ ਗਦਾਰੀ ਇਸ਼ਕੇ ਨਾਮੇ ਗਾਰ ਹੈਦਾ ਕਨਾ ਯਾਰੀ
ਜੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਗਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਵਾਂ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਾਤ ਦੇ ਮਨਹੂ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਾਥ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਟੋਕ ਕਮ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਰੰਗਾ ਦਿਲ ਅਸਤ ਨਾ ਬਦਲਾ ਮਵਾ ਦੇ ਬਾਏ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਮਨ ਕਾ ਨਾ ਗੇ ਲੱਗ ਚੁਸ਼ੀ ਰੋਚਾ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਨੀ ਨਿਵਾ ਏਦਾ ਧੀਰੇ ਬੱਤੀ ਰੋਕਾ ਸ਼ਮੂ ਸ਼ਮ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਤੱਕੇ ਕਪਾ ਨਾ ਵਰਤੀ ਨਿਵਾ ਅੰਚ ਮਰਦਮ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਤੇ ਕੇ ਕਾਸੇ ਦੇ ਬਰੂਕਾ ਦੋਸਤ ਗੁਸ਼ੀ ਸ਼ੰਕੂ ਇੱਚ ਮਗੋ ਚੁੱਪ ਏ ਕਾ ਗੱਪ ਮਕਾ ਕਾਰ ਬੈ ਗਮ ਬੇ ਕਾ ਵਾਰ ਬੈ ਦਿਲ ਗੁਸ਼ੀ ਸ਼ੰਕੂ ਵਾਰ ਬੇ ਕਾ ਚੁੱਪ ਮਾ ਬੈ ਗਮ ਮਕਾ ਬਾਰ ਬੈ ਬੈ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੈ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰ ਮਾ ਬੈ ਹਮ ਮਨੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਿਫਾ ਅਤੇ ਦੀਪ ਦੋਸਤ ਤੇ ਚੁ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰਾ ਆਨਾ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਨ ਚੰਬੋ ਦੋਸਤ ਦਰ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਦੀਪ ਦੋਸਤ ਵਤਾ ਮੁਤ ਮੈਂ ਕੋ ਮਵਤ ਵਤੀ ਦਿਲ ਪਰ
ਚਮ ਜਾਜ਼ੇ ਵਾਵਾ ਚੰਮੀ ਨਾ ਚਾਰੇ ਵਾਵਾ ਮਤ ਅਤ ਕੇ ਤੋ ਮਨੀ ਰਹਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਤ ਮਨ ਅਚ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਾਰੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਾ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਸਾ ਤੋ ਅਮੀਰ ਤਰ ਮਨੀ ਜੁਦਾਈ ਮਾ ਫੱਲਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਬਿਕਾ ਤਰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆ ਮਾ ਪੱਲੇ ਕਬ ਤਗੀ ਗੰਦਗੀਆ ਤੋ ਖਲੀਜ ਤਬ ਆਬਾ ਮਨ ਲਿਆਰੀ ਆ ਮਨ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਤੋ ਅਸੀ ਬਾਬੀ ਵਪਸਾ ਤੇ ਮਾ ਪਈ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਨਫਸਿਆ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਕੇ ਦਰੂ ਭਲੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਕਾ ਗਨੂ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਜੋ ਨੇ ਚਾਹਤੀ ਹੈ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤਾਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਵਿਵਾਦੀ
ਦਸਤਾ ਬਦੇ ਜਾਨੀ ਦਸਤਾ ਵਤੀਆ ਨੀ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਬਿਆ ਸੰਗਤ ਬਸ ਵਾਦਾ ਬਹਾਰਾ ਨੀ ਮਰਦਮ ਵਤਾਰਾ ਨੀ ਪਰਜਾ ਮਜ਼ਾਨੀ ਰੰਗਦਾ ਮਕਨ ਤੋ ਦਿਲ ਬਰ ਮਾਰਾ ਸ਼ਿਗਾਨੀ ਕਾ ਨਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਸਦਵਾਰੀ ਔਲੀ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦਾ ਕਾ ਨਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਸਦਵਾਰੀ ਔਲੀ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦਾ
Oh, we are back, and this was Kanar Yari. Yari. Now, I've got our youngest assistant today, and her name is Mira, and she's going to tell us something she's learned here in New Zealand. Come on. She's going to teach me something.
What are Pachu? Pachu, 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 Jua, 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 Louis, 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 clapping, 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 clapping.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you, Mira. Mira is practicing her Maori here on our radio. Thank you. That's wonderful. That was really good. I want you to teach me this again so that I can tell my children. Yeah? I'm sure. And so, Navid, you told us about your community. I forgot to ask you a very important question. What are your aspirations here for New Zealand? What are you planning to do? What are your goals?
My next planning is I joined the UCOL as a carpenter, study there.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, I do my work.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you're a carpenter and you...
Yes, as a carpenter.
Yes, and you've already done that, haven't you? You just need to upskill. So you just need to get qualification in New Zealand.
Yes.
So Navid, our future carpenter here in Masterton. Thank you. I've got here Musavir as well this morning. Hello, Musavir.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. How long have you been here, Musavir?
In almost 10 months.
10 months?
Yes,
okay.
In Wairarapa.
Yes, so still very new for you. What would you describe as a key moment in your journey?
First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. So first of all, I want to introduce myself. So my name is Musavir Ahmed, and originally I'm from Pakistan, but last country I left is Malaysia. So I belong to Ahmadiyya Muslim community. In 2014, my wife and I left Pakistan because it is not safe place for Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Now I have came to New Zealand from Malaysia. We lived there for almost 10 years as a refugee. So it was a very tough time for us because there also have some religion issues. Yes. Now I feel very comfortable here. So my kids are even happier than us.
Mm.
Yeah. So hopefully they will have a bright future in New Zealand. So, well, key success... key moment. First, so when I reached in Auckland airport, so I head up and thanks for my God. Second, in Mangere camp, refugee camp, when my case officer said, now you are Kiwi, it's a key moment for me and like blessing moment. Thirdly, so we migrated to keep our children connected with religion. So thank God my children will be under the care of our community. So this one also is key moment for me.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you, Musavir. That was so very personal, and what a journey. So you left 10 years ago, and because in your country you couldn't practice your own religion freely.
Yeah.
And your key moment is that you thanked God when you arrived here after spending 10 years in Malaysia in an unsettled situation still. And God is, how do you call God in your country, in your religion, I mean?
How we say in our language?
Yes, in your language.
God, Khuda.
Khuda.
Yes.
Oh, is that in Urdu then?
Yes, it is Urdu.
Urdu, yes. And obviously in Muslim religion, in Islamic religion, you say Allah. So you thank Allah and God and the other one in Urdu?
Khuda.
Khuda. Khuda. Okay. I'm learning something every day with you guys. I love it. And then you were obviously touched to become a Kiwi and also to still be able to really practice your religion freely here and be in the care of a community and find a community here in Masterton. Yeah. So that's fantastic. Thank you for you. And have you got any plans for your life now in New Zealand?
Oh, it's a good question, actually. So I have an experience in mobile phones around 8 years, and also I have experience in business around 4 years. So I want to continue my experiences here. So let's see how it will become.
Yes, fantastic. So you want to bring your experiences here in the Wairarapa and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Musavir. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And now we're back to Hatum, who gave us, who said goodbye, but now he's back. Thank you, Hatum. And Hatum came here with Mira, who gave us the Maori song, a Maori poem. Hatum, now that you're in New Zealand, what do people tend to assume about you?
Thanks, my audience. Assuming Pakistanis or Indian or lumping them together with the subcontinent can be problematic. Here's why. The subcontinent comprise diverse country, culture, and histories. Reducing them to a single identity overlook unique experience. Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, and Maldives are separate nations with distinct government, economics, and international relationships. Its own languages, custom, tradition, and values, assuming uniformity, can lead to misunderstanding. The Indian subcontinent has a complex history, including colonialism, partition, and conflicts. Ignoring these nonsense can perpetuate stereotypes. Assuming someone is Indian from the subcontinent can erase their Pakistani, Bangladeshi, or other identities, such as your imputation can lead to stereotypes like a Pakistani being Indian-like or all Indian being tech-savvy. Assuming a single identity can marginalize smaller communities like Sri Lankans or Nepalis who may feel overlooked. To avoid this issue, recognize and respect individual identities, countries, and culture. Use specific terms when referring to people or nation and avoid lumping diverse groups together. Embrace the richness of the subcontinent's diversity.
Mm.
My English is not good because it's my second language.
Yeah. It's good, Atum. So what I got...
I don't understand.
Thank you. From what I understand, Atum, is that you find that people can identify you as maybe from India, from Bangladesh, from...
Nepal,
from Nepal,
Sri Lanka. Yes.
And people may assume that you're from those countries, and obviously they might have preconceived ideas about these countries. And the best thing is when people meet someone, it's best to ask them where they're from first, isn't it? and then ask them about the country. And if you think you have an idea about what that country is like, or, you know, because sometimes countries have reputations, then ask them, is it true that, you know, all French people eat croissant, for example? Well, actually, it's not true. We only eat them every now and then. But, this is just, or do they carry all about... a ray of garlic around their neck, and that's also not true.
Yes.
But it's important to ask question and be open to you know, and ask, finding out about other people.
Yeah.
And no prejudging.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Atum.
Okay.
And do you have plans here for your life in New Zealand?
Yes, I may have my plan because, I have a plan. Next year, I join UCall. Join UCall for my study,
yes,
automotive. Because in Pakistan, also have some experience automotive and plumbing, and my own business there also have mobile shop and photo studio, multi. They have multi business in my one. Yes.
Wow.
And my next plan, if I done my diploma in automotive here, after that I search another, start my hair, another business.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. So,
yes,
so you're a car mechanic.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic.
After that, maybe I start my own business, laptop and computer accessories and mobile accessories, everything, yes.
Okay.
Like as a Pakistan, I do when I was in Pakistan. Maybe I start here also, like that business.
That's really good.
Yes.
So you've got ambitions. Maybe you and Musavir could start something together.
Yeah, maybe.
Sounds like you've got...
One is one, two is 11.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
One is one, two is 11.
Yeah.
I did maths at school, but obviously doesn't quite work out that way in real life, right? In
yes.
real life, one plus one equals 11. Yeah,
yes.
fantastic.
Yes.
One, one. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Atum. Omuni, you're back. Where have you been?
I was just here.
You just went for a run around the studio, I reckon.
I was hearing you guys here. So.
You're listening. Fantastic. So, Munib, what was the most rewarding experience when you settled here?
So... The most rewarding experience, if you'll say, there are quite a lot, because first of all, I was really thankful because I arrived here in New Zealand, because that was turning point of my life, because before that, I spent quite a lot of time in Sri Lanka as a refugee, and yeah, the times were not going that good, but after New Zealand accepted me, so it was I was quite happy because I knew New Zealand is a good country regarding all the political and all of things. Everything is nice here, and people do love each other, so that was my first impression. But when I got here, and then when I got to know that I'm gonna go to Wairapa, Masterton, then when I came here, then I see here that we have a good amount of community of our people here. Like our community, like Pakistani people, Ahmadiyya community here, we have quite many people here. So with that, when you have some people with you, those who have experience of the city and of the things which you'll do in coming days or coming years, when you have people, those who have experience of that, that's really good for you. And if you'll talk to them, and if you'll ask from them that, all right, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, and they can guide you in the right direction because they have years of experience on that. So that was really nice for me because I got a lot of help from my people here. And from also the communities, people are really supportive here, and people always intend to help you. So that's the best thing here. Like everyone is keen to help you, because also the Wairapa is home of wider community. There are a lot many communities here. So I really love here, and it's really nice being here. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like you had a long journey as well coming here.
Yeah, it
and
was
you've
long.
Come on your own, you've said.
Yeah,
and
I'm single.
And would you mind saying how old you are on the radio?
Yeah, so I'm 25.
25.
So when I left my country, I was 20.
20. Fantastic. So that what a journey, and very brave to make all that move on your own.
Yeah.
But now you're having a good time here in New Zealand, and you're also doing some fantastic mahi here in the community with Red Cross and English Language Partners.
Yeah, so right now I'm working with English Language Partners as a cultural and language assistant. So basically those who are arriving newly here. So many people do have troubles with speaking English, because in Pakistan it's not very common to speak English. So people do get troubles, or they find it hard learning it. So I help them because we have teachers in our class. But when you have an English teacher, and when you have people, those who can't speak English or can't even read or write, it's really hard for them to connect with each other. So that's the place where I come in, and I help connecting them in the starting time. I help them translate or what teacher is trying to explain. I explain them, and I try to explain it. Or sometimes I do also help teacher if she says that, all right, I'm gonna do this, you can help that student or this student. So it's really great that when you're working with your community, and when you're getting help from your community, and also at the same time you're helping your community, it's a really great experience that you're getting something and then you're giving it back. And also same as that, I'm working at two jobs right now. My second job is at Red Cross. I'm working as a cross-cultural worker. So there also, because we have people in our office, and some of our people, those who are coming from Pakistan, or most of them, our community is coming from Pakistan. But people stayed in Malaysia, Sri Lanka. But when they came here, some of them, they can't speak that much. They can't speak English. So I help them regarding bilingual support, or if someone have to get help filling up forms or getting settled, and when new people are arriving, helping them and all of that. So it's in a true tone that it's really great experience, you know, to giving back in to the community from which you came, and you know, you are having a good time there and all of that. So I'm really blessed to be here, and really blessed.
Fantastic. Well, you're doing certainly a great job at bringing people together, like bringing the two cultures together through your mahi at English Language Partners, and really helping, like you said, especially with the people who have no English skills. But also, you know, really explaining cultural, you know, making that, bridging that cultural gap in the classes, and it's really useful. So thank you for that. Thanks for explaining all this as well to us today. Okay, I think it's going to be time for our break, and Adil's also come here on his own, haven't you?
Yeah,
you came here on your own, and would you like to say how old yours was as well? How old are you? I can't remember.
26 now.
26?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you left your country?
I was 24.
So you've been also traveling for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you've only been here for a few months, and your English is great, and you seem to be making all the right things. You're looking for jobs and things like that. And to introduce our break, would you like to tell us a word that you use a lot in Urdu, one of your three languages that you speak back then, Pakistan, for our audience?
Shukriya.
Shukriya. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what that one means.
Shukriya means thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, let's put some little music on now for us all.
रंग जा ही रंग तू हो जा अपने ही संग तू रंग जा अपने ही रंग तू हो जा अपने ही संग तू बना ले छोटी सी दुनिया
Oh, that was a Sosh band, and the name of the song was Bolhu, and it was featuring Hadia Ahmi, is that right? Ahmi, and she's 6 years old, so the song was performed by a six-year-old Patli, so that's pretty admirable. And now I've got another young lady, 5 years old, who would like to tell us a poem, is that right? Go on.
Hum andi bache hai, tu darte thade hai, titanti tu me to, dunia se thade hai. Hum andi bache hai, tu darte thade hai,
Shukriya. And there's another one.
Yeah. Amal mashallah ham na tene walam the mashallah daba na alam na inna tam na cheat. Alam na parit la na marin walam na tamat.
Thank you. Shukriya. Thank you. So one was in Urdu?
Yes.
And the other one was in Arabic? Yes. Was it a prayer, the second one, or just
a prayer for our prophet?
Okay. It was a prayer. Prayer for our prophet, Hatum says. Thank you, Mira. Beautiful. I reckon you are next artist. Well, you're an artist already. So, fantastic. So, I've now got some new people with us in the studio from English Language Partners. We have Hina and Rizwan. Husband and wife, and they haven't been with us for very long here in Masterton. I think 2 or 3 months, is that right?
No, 1 month and 20 days, something.
1 month and 20 days.
Yeah.
Wow. So, from coming to the Multicultural Festival on Saturday and talking to you, I've noticed that food is very important to you. In your community, and it brings your community together, which is fantastic. I mean, I love food, and I love your food because I tasted it on Saturday. Now, can you tell me a bit about your favorite dish or your traditional food?
Yeah, my favorite dish is biryani, korma, then little bit sweet dish, zarda, kheer.
Yes.
So many food.
So much food. Yeah. Some of us have heard some of the names, like biryani tends to be in...
Mostly Pakistan people use a biryani, korma, and zarda, kheer, sweet, this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tell me, so I went to, so a few months ago, I had the privilege of going to your iftar.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with the organization. Can you tell me what happens in your big celebration? How do they work? How do you organize them?
Iftar.
Yes.
Yeah, iftar is Muslim community, all really religion. Mm-hmm. This iftar, most important is all day I spend fasting. Then Maghrib, 7 o'clock, something, some area, 8 o'clock. Then iftar start. This I all... My family and my religion families all make a very good food and fast food, sometimes biryani, sometimes samosa, and sometimes fruit chaat, this type of food. Then all together, each then iftar.
Yes. Mm. And who cooks on these big community events?
Big community, some 1 year, one time big jalsa. This big, all people come, my community people all come together. There's sharing our knowledge of my religion community. Yes. Then there's so many people, that's why they one team make. This team name is Ziafat. There's 10, 5, 15 people have, then all men, no women.
Yes.
There's sometimes it's making a biryani and korma and one sweet dish.
Mm.
And together, this most important character of this team.
Yes.
This big event.
Thank you, Rizwan. Yeah. So yes, that's what I was really impressed, and I liked that. I liked the fact that it was men who were doing everything at the iftar.
Yeah.
They were serving, they were cooking, they were clearing, and that was a really good way to celebrate women in some ways, you know, because they didn't have to do anything. Well, that's my understanding. Maybe they did have to do something behind the scenes, but from that perspective. Now, Hina, can you tell me the truth? Do the women work on iftar? Do they prepare something for iftar?
All of month, women are making food
and
sari. Sari in early in the morning, wake up and make the food for a family person.
Yes.
Then, and after that time, we are prepared for syrup for men and pakoras. They all like us pakoras and samosas and chaat.
Yes.
All like the chaats and different foods they are.
Okay.
We are belong for Karachi, and they are especially dessert like the rasmalai and the chaat also.
What is chaat? What is it?
Muni, if you tell.
So, I'm back again.
Yes, you're back again.
So, the chaat is basically mixture. So, there are two types of chaats. One is a fruit chaat, and the other one is chana chaat. So, chana chaat basically is made up of beans and vegetables. We have black beans, white beans, potatoes, and onions in it. And then we mix it. Then we have coriander and all. Then we have a special masala for it. That's called chaat masala.
Okay.
So we do put on that. And
it's like a mixture from what I get.
Yeah.
Or a salad.
It is. Yeah.
A fruit salad? Or
and for the fruit chaat, it's similar to fruit salad, but also in it we have fruit chaat masala in it.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, if you're talking about Pakistani food, you must have masala in it. That's why everything's have masala. And as just now we were talking about iftar, I wanted to add on it. A bit, because some people they don't have that much knowledge about the Ramadan and iftar and all. So basically, the Ramadan is 30-day fasting period for Muslims. It's not basically for Muslims. If anyone wants to do that, he can do that. But the basic purpose behind the Ramadan is that you pray to God be more close to Allah. And secondly, I had some encounters in which people asked me that it's all right, you can pray to your God anytime, but what is the meaning for fasting? So at that point, I didn't have the answer for it, but I talked to some people and I researched about it. Then I had answer. So the real reason behind the fasting was to have control on yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays the everything is getting too fast, and every other thing, they don't have controls on their life and on their health and anything. There are a lot of things people are struggling around regarding controlling it or anything. So basic thing behind is that you are learning to control yourself around different things.
Hina, you wanted to add something?
Especially for control your anger.
Yes.
Anger issue is a very common for Pakistani.
Okay.
Especially they are in fast, they're going to working, then anger issue very high. They control your anger issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like, you know, trying to, it's about control and organizing, being able to deal with a difficult situation when you're hungry.
Yeah.
And still carrying it through and becoming a stronger person at the other end. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Because the fast, totally your God and human being relation.
Mm.
So, is you...
No, carry on. You're doing a great job.
Because my English is not very high.
It's good.
But if you're happy for your God, you fast and control your all bad things and bad habits.
That's also. Right.
Yeah.
So if you have strong faith for God, then you will be able to control yourself. And that's
very special for human being, for Muslims.
Yes. Yeah, and for everyone, really, because if you're able to control yourself, then you're through difficulties, then you'll get over the challenges in your life, whatever they are. So that's fantastic. Thank you for that. Have you got a favorite dish, Hina?
Me?
Yes.
I like rasmalai. Sweet dish,
yes.
It's a dessert for Karachi special.
Yes.
And we are like biryani also.
Biryani.
Yeah. So, chicken tandoori and barbecue also.
Yes. So do you spend a lot of time cooking?
Yeah.
Yes. What else do you do? What else do you like doing? What else do you spend your time doing?
With my daughters.
You spend a lot of time with your children.
Yeah.
Mm. And what have you... You two, a couple. Have you got plans for here, your life here in New Zealand? Yes?
Yes. Because we are come in New Zealand, we are feel our freedom. Then, inshallah, maybe come soon time working for New Zealand and myself.
Yes. Yeah. What would you like to do here?
I am basically beautician.
Yes.
Then I love my passion. Then I do...
So beauty, you'd like to do something with beauty.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I don't know if you can do this. I didn't see you on Saturday, but I got some beautiful henna done. And maybe that's something, because people love tattoos here in New Zealand. So, and henna, the good thing is you can try a tattoo, and then if you don't like it, it goes away. So you can have it again, or a new one, different one. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Hina and Rizwan.
Yeah,
we've also got today, Vishal is joining us this morning. Hello, Vishal.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How long have you been in New Zealand?
I'm here from 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Wow. And where were you before?
Before here, I was in Sri Lanka for 2 years.
For 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And would you like to share with us how old you are?
It's a very good...
How old are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm 24.
You're 24, so you're like Adil and Munib. You've arrived here on your own.
Yeah.
And traveled by yourself, left your country for a better life, I guess, yeah?
Yes.
So, can you tell me what is it that you do like to stay fit? Have you got any sport that you really like?
Yes, I like to do volleyball.
Yes.
Okay, so that's most of the times, like in twice or maybe once in a week, we are playing in our playground, which is in the YMC.
Oh yes.
Yeah, in the Master Chen. And all of our community boys, most of the young boys, they are coming there, okay? And we are playing the volleyball there.
So you have a team, a Ahmadiyya team?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. At the YMCA?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow.
We are playing there like as a team, and we are doing tournaments and matches between our boys, and it's like just friends, like not like very strict, okay? Mm. It's a...
It's more casual.
Yeah, more casual.
For like fun. That.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's good to do some exercise, obviously, and stay.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think, Munib, you wanted to tell us a little bit about sport, because there's also... Volleyball is one of them, but there's also another one that... you guys love watching, playing.
Yeah. So whenever it comes to sports.
Yes.
So for Pakistani people, cricket is above all.
Yes.
Because if you when you see people playing cricket, you'll see 60 years old and a 12-year-old playing together.
Oh, fantastic.
Because it's a sport that connects people. And it's really hot in Pakistan because people play a lot. And many people, they free their time to play it. And that's what it is here. We play cricket on every Saturday and Sunday. We do practice. And then we play matches against Auckland or our other community teams in Auckland, Wellington, Nelson or Hamilton. So we also organize a tournament nationwide in which we play against other teams.
Fantastic.
And yeah, it usually happens around January, February. So we do practice for it and we play against other teams also in the meantime, like now season is starting. So as we approach summer, the season starts. So
yes.
Normally it starts at the end of September, but we started playing it to get into shape and get into practice.
And you so want to join these Warrapa cricket
yeah, we're
other
very
teams
keen to
and
join it. Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, that's
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you lots of luck with your sport activity.
Yeah.
We're coming to the end of our show, but I just want to ask quickly, Vishal, have you got any plans for your life in New Zealand? What are your plans? What are you intending
here
to do?
Here in New Zealand, actually, I have a lot of plans.
Yes. What's your most important one?
I can't explain like so earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to do something my own here, and like I'm gonna start study or something like that.
At UCOL, didn't you? Or were you looking at something to do at UCOL?
Yeah, exactly in UCOL, and maybe we'll see in the future. Still, I'm searching over the things. What should I do, and
yes.
what is best for me in New Zealand? So I'm sure very soon I'm gonna start it.
Mm. Fantastic. Thank you. And so you call or you might want to work as well.
Yeah.
After that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic. What about you, Iswan? Have you got anything, any plans for your life in New Zealand?
Yeah, my plan, no new plan. I already 28 years old use an electrician. Then my study complete electrician, then I use an electrician plan.
Fantastic.
No new plans. So
you
many.
Want to be an electrician
yeah.
here in New Zealand. So
yeah.
you probably need to have some specific certification for New Zealand, but you're ready to go. So
yeah.
Fantastic. So I wish you a lot of luck with all that.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of our show. And I want to thank you all for being here today and participating and representing English Language Partners. English Language Partners really specialize for teaching English and helping people adapt in England and in New Zealand, sorry, with the English language. And they provide courses to former refugees and migrants, and you can find more about them online. And if you're interested in helping, volunteering, they're looking for volunteers here in Masterton to support integration and English language practice. So you can contact the Hutt Valley, and you get also certification in ISIL from volunteering, which is fantastic. But I would recommend that you go and have a little check on their website to find out a bit more. Here in Masterton, they do also teach daily to our community, to the Ahmadiyya community, two classes, beginners and intermediate. So that's great, Mahi, that they're doing here. So I'd like to thank you for representing them today. And if anyone in the community is interested in finding more about the Ahmadiyya community, they also have their own show every Saturday at 11. Is that right? So do listen to the radio on RFM. And I'm sure now you'll connect, you'll see them everywhere. That's what happens to me, and they wave at me in the street, and that's great. It really feels like that connection is building. And if you want to participate in the show, just make connection through RFM, and my show is called Inspirational Communities, and I'd love to interview you. I do this once a month. So to finish, I just wanted to hear one word from Vishal that you use in Punjabi a lot, because we've heard Urdu, Arabic, and now we need Punjabi to finish.
Yeah. Normally when we are saying to anyone, like when we are leaving to anyone, okay, we are saying like, okay, bye-bye, see you. Okay, take care of yourself. So in Punjabi we are saying, Abda bohut sara khyal rakhyo. Yeah.
Abda bol.
Abna bohut sara khyal rakhyo.
Abna bol sara ka
nakyo. Rakhyo.
Nakyo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to practice that one. It's quite a long one.
Yes.
But shukriya, that's one thing I can say. Shukriya very much for your time today. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon.